there, come and read God's word to us. We've got 15 minutes. I'll try and preach in 15 minutes. Come on. I can do it, Lord, with your mercy and help. No, I can't, but we'll have a go. Let's listen.
Matthew chapter 14, beginning at verse 22. This is Jesus walking on the water. Immediately, Jesus made the disciples get into the boat and go ahead of him on the other side, while he dismissed the crowd. After he had dismissed them, he went up on a mountainside by himself to pray. Later that night, he was there alone, and the boat was already a considerable distance from land, buffeted by the waves because the wind was against it. Shortly before dawn, Jesus went out to them, walking on the lake. When the disciples saw him walking on the lake, they were terrified. "It's a ghost," they said, and they cried out in fear. But Jesus immediately said to them, "Take courage, it is I. Don't be afraid." "Lord, if it's you," Peter replied, "tell me to come to you on the water." "Come," he said. Then Peter got down out of the boat, walked on the water, and came toward Jesus. But when he saw the wind, he was afraid, and beginning to sink, he cried out, "Lord, save me." Immediately Jesus reached out his hand and caught him. "You of little faith," he said, "why did you doubt?" And when they climbed into the boat, the wind died down. Then those who were in the boat worshipped him, saying, "Truly you are the Son of God."
Church, we're going to look at this for a few moments. I'm just looking in my Bible. Can you see there's a hole in it? Right over where this verse is. That's why I asked for that piece of paper. I think the last time I preached this, I was in the Amazon jungle, and I was sweating so much, I think it fell on the page, and the page ripped. So it must have been a good night. Because I know I'm boring like that. I can tell you every sermon where I preached it. So I think that's where it's from. So thank you for leaving that piece of paper. You might have thought, why is he taking that piece of paper? Because I can't read it. It's like, here. Who can fix that? Anyone want to fix my Bible for me? All right then. So we won't use that. Let's just look at this. There's 18 pages, but we're clearly not going to do that. So Colin's saying, "Please, Lord, no. Please, Lord, have mercy on me." But I just want to talk just for a few moments. Jesus walked on water. And the reason I chose this passage this evening, last Sunday morning I spoke about discipleship. And one of the key things that we're going to be talking about a lot over these next 6 months at church here at Radio Baptist Church is discipleship. It's about being people that are different. Because we know, we shared it with our leadership team this week, that God is going to be calling us to do new things for him over these next 5 years. And we're going to have to be strong people of faith. And we're also going to have to be people of courage to face the things that we face. And we've all heard this passage before, but I entitled it this evening, "It's Time to Walk." And it's time to walk. And I'm very conscious that the students are going to university as well. And I know some of them, they just want to get out there and want to escape. But I dare to say that in a moment when you're on your own and you are lying in your beds at night, that there's a little bit of you that might be slightly fearful at times. It may not be the case, but I want to suggest there might be a bit of you that is. But also, going to university is a time where God will grow your faith and make it into something strong and powerful. But going to university is a time where God can often take your faith away. But people can take your faith away from you. And it's wonderful to hear those two stories of two young people that I don't know very well, but I've got to know quite well over the summer, who God has just used powerfully, and I'm sure many of you as well. You see, this Christian life, be it at university, be it at Rady, be it wherever God calls us to live, this life with Jesus is a really, really important one. And I want to just talk about, I did have more points, but I'm going to just change it now, I think. I'm just going to do it from here. I want to talk just about several things. And the first of all, I just want us to get this picture of a story here. Jesus is here. He talks to the people, the discipleships in the boat, about many, many, many things. But let's just get the picture. They've been in the boat for 7 to 8 hours on a journey that should have just taken a couple of hours. It was now at least three in the morning, and they were continuing to battle against the storm with the winds and the waves in the middle of the Sea of Galilee. They were just exhausted, absolutely exhausted, knowing they did not know where they were going. They think they saw a ghost walking on the water. And I don't know, when you get to that stage of exhaustion, sometimes you do think you see things, don't you? And they get to that stage of exhaustion, and I think they see a ghost walking on the water. But actually, it comes to be pretty clear there wasn't a ghost. It was Jesus himself. And we see there what was just read to us, that Jesus says to them, "I want you to come and listen to me." Shortly before dawn, Jesus went out to them, walking on the lake. When the disciples saw him walking on the lake, they were terrified. "It was a ghost," they said, and they cried out in fear. Would we not do the same? But Jesus immediately said to them, "Take courage, it is me, don't be afraid." You know, I don't know about your life at times and my life at times, but sometimes we're in that boat. We're in that boat, and we haven't been in that boat for 6 hours, but our life feels like we have been. And we've taken knocks and knocks, like that boat, the disciples did in the boat also. And that yet when the disciples see Jesus, Jesus says to them, "Take courage, it is me, don't be afraid." And what comforting words of Jesus there for us this evening. There they are, scared, tired, weak. And Jesus says to them, "Take courage, it's me with you." "Lord, if it's you," Peter replied then, tell me to come to you on the water." "Come," he said. So even though they thought it was a ghost and they realized it was Jesus, they still wondered if it really was Jesus. And we read that story and think, oh, well, how dumb were they? It was Jesus, but we weren't there. But Jesus says to them, "Take courage," but they didn't listen to that, did they? Do you notice they didn't listen to the first commandment that Jesus said to them? You see, Jesus first said to them, "Take courage. It's me. Don't be afraid." But do you notice that in that first instance, they ignored that right from the beginning? He said, "Lord, if it is you," Peter replied, "tell me to come to you on the water." You see, for that first moment, they still doubted a bit. And then he said to them, come to me. Then Peter got out of the boat, walked on the water, and came towards Jesus. But when he saw the wind, he was afraid, and he began to sink, cried out, "Lord, Lord, save me." Surely we often are like those people in the boat. Jesus, we have things that knock us about, things that scare us, things that take us away from doing what God says. And Jesus says to them, "Take courage, it is me." And maybe for some of us this evening, we feel like we're in a boat and we're being bashed around and we don't understand for what reasons it's happening. I want to encourage us this evening that Jesus says to us, "Take courage, don't be afraid." But I love the way that Peter starts to walk. I don't know about you. We can put that phone on silent, that would be really helpful. I don't know what would be like for you. If Jesus had said to you, come. And if you got out of the boat and started to walk and saw Jesus, and if the winds and the storms and the trials and the difficulty would have come like it did for Peter, what would you have done? Would you still have walked straight, or would you have started to sink? And why did he start to sink? Because he then started to doubt that God was with him, that God was with him. Then Peter got out of the boat, walked on the water, and came towards Jesus. But when he saw the wind, he was afraid and began to cry out, "Lord, save me." And immediately Jesus reached out his hand and caught him. "You of little faith," he said, "why did you doubt me?" And then they climbed into the boat. The wind died down. Then those who were in the boat worshipped him, saying, "Truly, you are the Son of God." I want to just say a few things tonight. We're going to sing our final song in a few moments because we've had a busy day. I don't want to hold you back. But I want us just to do two things. First of all, I want to imagine that we were in the boat and how would we respond. But before I do that, I want to ask us this question. Would we even get out of the boat, first of all? Because even though the boat was even the boat was scary, wind and rain, the boat was protecting them from the things that was outside. And what they had to do in this story, they had to have courage. They had to have courage. It says there, Jesus said to them, "Take courage, for it is me. Don't be afraid." And I wonder if some of us have spent all of our life just in that boat, not willing to take the step and to have courage to follow Jesus. If I had time, I'll tell you lots of examples of different people over history that have stepped out of the boat and had courage, and God has used them powerfully. I believe that some of our students have done that last year from hearing what we've heard tonight. But would you have stayed in the boat in the comfortableness of it? Even though it was windy and stormy, would you have said, well, it's better to stay here than go out there because it's even worse out there? But Jesus says to us, he wants us to be out there and not in the boat. And Jesus says to them, take courage. And my first question to some of us this evening is, how long have we been in the boat? And are we ever going to step out of the boat? Because there's some of us here tonight that God wants to use us in a powerful and meaningful way for his kingdom's sake, but we still haven't got out of the boat. But let's presume for a moment that we took the courage of the Lord to get out of the boat. Let's just imagine it for just a few moments. There's Peter walking, knowing that it is Jesus that has called him. And let's just assume at this point he would have seen Jesus rather than it just being a ghost. And Jesus says to him, come. And as Peter walked towards him, the sea got more torrentious and the winds got stronger. And just in that split moment, fear came back into his life and he started to sink down. Now, can man walk on water? Absolutely not. Can man walk on water if God ordains it? Absolutely yes. Because God is God and man is man. And as Peter walks across that lake, and in that small moment, as he starts to doubt the Lord, he starts to sink. And then he cries out, Lord, Lord. And as he cries out, Lord, Lord, Jesus takes his hand. But he doesn't just take his hand. He said, you of little faith, he said, why did you doubt me? And then they all get in the boat and they worshipped God together. What can we learn from Peter? We can learn from Peter that actually when Jesus says to us, take courage, be courageous, I am with you, he means it. But do we live a life knowing the reality of that? You see, Peter went on to be a pillar of the church. Peter went on later to be stoned for his life. So we can't look at the story of Peter and say, well, he messed it up. No, he didn't. In this occasion, he got it wrong. But in this occasion, he learned from what Jesus taught him. And I haven't got time, but you know, if we did have time, we'd go to look at what Peter did in the life of the church. Now, we've all got enough, I hope, Christian maturity without me going over it to all understand. Peter was a really important person in the life of the church and in the life of Jesus. So even though Peter had a moment, shall we say, when he doubted the Lord and he started to sink, the Lord picked his hand up and said, come on, you of little faith. He then also gave him an opportunity again to show himself to the Lord, and which he did. And then later on was stoned because of what he did. You see, the Lord could have said after what happened, and he wasn't. It was quite strong, it says there. You of little faith, he said, why did you doubt me? He could have just said to him, well, that's it. I'm not giving you any more opportunities. But we read on in the Bible that he got given much more opportunities and he took them because he learned from that situation. So what can we learn from this story tonight? I want to say to us this. First of all, God has an adventure for us. I was a youth pastor for years. One of the most wonderful things was when the young people went to university, God started a whole new adventure. But you had to be courageous. You had to step out. And you have to trust in the Lord. And I want to encourage all those students over there to be courageous, to have faith, and step out for the Lord. Because the Lord's got good plans for you all. But it's up to you if you want to choose to do that. And it's up to us as well. Do we want to be courageous? Do we want to step out? Do we want to have faith in the things that the Lord has for us? Or do we want to sit in the boat? Because even though it's scary in there, it's a lot safer than being out there. If you haven't noticed, church, I'm not about sitting in a boat. Have you noticed that? I'm about getting out of the boat and doing courageous things for the sake of the gospel. And in the next few months as a church, we're going to be asking some hard questions. The Lord's going to be asking some hard questions of me and of you. And some of those questions might be that he wants us to step out of the boat and do things that we never thought we could do. But let me assure us as we do that, I know that the same God that I've loved and worshipped for many, many years in my life, the same God that you love and worship, that if it's of the Lord and our faith is right, God will bring it to fulfillment with him. How many of us tonight are missing opportunities of the Lord because we're not willing to step out in faith and be courageous? How many of us that our Christian life has been crippled because we haven't trusted in God enough? I was speaking to somebody the other day, not from this church, so you don't need to try and guess who it is. Speaking to somebody the other day, and they said, the Lord is telling me to do this, and he's been telling me for 4 years, but I just somehow don't have the faith to do it. I took them to this story because it happened to be on my desk at the time. They came to visit me. They weren't from this church, but they came to visit me. And I opened this passage to them. I said, look at this story. Do you want to be a person that sits in the boat forever? Or do you want to be a person like Peter that was used powerfully for the kingdom of God? You decide. It's about time. This is the first time I'm meeting this person. I don't think they're coming back. A lovely young girl who is excited about what God is doing in her life, but needs to just maybe step out a bit more. And I asked you the question, go back to the question I just asked you. How much have you not done in your life because you haven't stepped out of the boat? Are you willing to? Are you willing to be strong and courageous? Are you willing to walk on the water in front of Jesus? Do you trust him that? Do you trust him that much to do that? If I asked some of you now to come and stand, and I had a pool of water, and I stood at the end and asked you to walk across the water, how many of you would do it? Can I suggest to you none of you would do it? My wife might, because she trusts me a little. My children might, because they trust me a little. But I would be ludicrous to ask you to do that, because I have no power. But if Jesus came tonight, church, and Jesus was stood here, and you were at the back of the church, and Jesus said to you, walk on water. I am the King of the universe. I am the one that created you in your mother's womb. I am the one that forgave you your sins. Walk towards me. Would we? I think even if Jesus was here, there'll be some of us at the back saying, I'm not sure, that doesn't make logical sense to me. I'm not doing it. But see, the kingdom of God doesn't make logical sense to the world because we're not of the world. We're of the kingdom of God. And if Jesus says that to us because he has a purpose for us to do it, then it's logical because it's Jesus. Are you a stay in the boat Christian? Or are you a person who's willing to walk on the water? Who's willing to step out in your faith when you don't even understand the future? Are you a person that says, I don't know the future, but I'm going to trust you? Or are you a person that's going to just stay inside until all looks perfect and you've got the 12 steps to get to the end? Can I suggest to you that God wants people to step out in faith, trusting in him and trusting in the plans that he has for them? We're going to present to you over the next couple of months, with a little bit more time than tonight, we're going to present to you over the next couple of months our 5-year plan for this church. This week, as we met as leaders, one leader said, that's a bit bold. One leader said, that's quite scary. One leader says, I'm not prepared, but I know that you'll make me prepared. One leader says, I sense is of the Lord. I'm coming with you. And other leaders said other things. I believe God's going to ask us over these next few months and years to do some radical things for him. And maybe I'll come back to this sermon because I haven't preached any of my notes. I'll come back to it maybe next year. But I believe God is saying to us as a church, it's time to stop sitting, bobbling up and down on the sea. It's time to step out and have faith. And when Jesus says, come, come, even though we don't know the end, we know the master who takes us there. Are we willing to follow him? At the end of the day, even if it's God's will for us, it's up to us, isn't it? Even though it may be God's will for us, it's up to us. I'm going to Peru. This time in 3 weeks, I'll be in Peru preaching in Spanish. I don't know how I'm going to do that. I've kind of forgotten it. But I'm going to be there in 3 weeks. They'll be baptizing 6 new believers on the first Sunday that I've never, ever met before in my life. I'm going to be baptizing 2 of them. And 2 of them used to be the construction managers of the building project of the church, which I left. They've come to faith and they've been in church for 3.5 months. They've come to faith and I had the privilege in 3 weeks' time, I'll put the photos on Facebook, to baptize them. And not because it's about me, but because it's about Jesus. If I did not have the faith and the courage to step out of my comfort zone and to trust in God, there would be no baptistry in that church. Because I designed it. Never baptized anybody either yet. It's a bit more sensible than that one, actually. It's a bit more space. But if I didn't go, would they be baptized in 3 weeks' time? Possibly somewhere else, but not there. And the reason I say that is not because it's not about me, but it is about God. And what has God not yet done in your life because you're not willing to get out of the boat? What has God not done in the life of this church? Because as a congregation, we still have not got out of the boat. Do we not believe that God is good? Do we not believe that we can trust our whole life in him? He sent his only son to die for us. To God be the glory. Great things he has done and great things he will do. I pray that in the coming days, we, whatever God tells us to do, individually, corporately, in our families, if the Master is leading, we'll be courageous to follow. And I pray that you will do that, as I will also do that alongside you. Let's just pray. We're going to finish by singing a song together. Father God, we'll do this sermon another night, yeah? Father God, thank you so much. Lord, we've seen witness to what I've just spoken about tonight. We've seen Jonathan and Susan, who have stood on this stage and have committed their life to you in ministry, Lord. They're stepping out of the boat. They're walking by faith. We've seen young people that have stood on this stage and said last year as they went to university, it was scary, but they took courage. They had faith. They stepped out of the boat and they walked in your ways. And Lord, you used them. I was here. I've been here on Wednesday evenings and I've heard them worshipping. That you've used them and you'll continue to use them. We've seen tonight as we've had communion together that Jesus sent his only son to die for us, to show to us that we need not trust in anything else, but only trust in Jesus. We know from what we have seen in this church over the 200 odd years in this church, that we have seen you work at power when people have stepped out in faith. And to God be the glory for great things that you have done. And to God be the glory for the great things that you're going to do. And may we be a people. May we be a church. When the great shepherd calls, may we follow him. May we trust in him. May we never sink. May he say to us, thank you, good and faithful servants, because you heard my word and you applied it. Amen. Still was longer than I thought, but to God be the glory. Are you sleeping, darling? Are you okay? To God be the glory, great things he has done. We're going to end with that song. Is that the song? Oh, what song? Oh. Praise My Soul, we're going to sing. Ah, I thought it was to God be the glory. I was linking that well. Well, I got that wrong, didn't I? I thought we were singing that song to finish, but we're not going to sing that song. So that link was quite good, but it wasn't because we're not singing that. We're singing, what? We're singing Praise My Soul. It's the same thing, isn't it, really?